This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company. I'll tell you what, I'm as giddy as a five-year-old on Christmas Day because I believe we found a great gold company under Discover, and I believe that the yield curve line is going to be starting here in the next quarter or two. The name of the company is Mass Gold Corporation, and if you're up there in Toronto or in Canada, look them up because they trade on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol MAS. Down here in the States, they trade on the OTCQB, under the ticker symbol MSGCF. With us today is the CEO. He's going to bring us up to speed, is Mr. Jim Engdahl. Jim, welcome to the show. And if you would, before we get started with the Q&A, give my listeners just a little bit of backstory of who you guys are and what do you do.
Well, it's great to be here, Everett. And I, a quick backstory is that our company was formed by one of the Hall of Fame miners here in Canada that's responsible for the discovery of some very significant gold discoveries, particularly in the Eskay Creek in British Columbia. It was formed in 2010, and it struggled for the first 10 years, but the idea that Ron Nedelitsky had when he formed it was to consolidate a string of properties here in Saskatchewan that he'd worked on before and create a whole new gold play in Saskatchewan with historical gold ounces that had been drilled in the past by consolidating a region here within Saskatchewan here, which is in Western Canada on the prairies in the north end, which you can see on our website what where exactly that is.
Is there a lot of gold up there in the L'Orange gold belt area?
There is, Everett. The only producing gold mine in Saskatchewan right now is one that I happen to be the director of finance on when we put it into production in 1992, is a mine called the CB Santoy mine that is now being operated by SSR. That went into production in 92 at 40,000 ounces a year. It subsequently has mined out about 2 million ounces and is producing at the rate of about 120,000 ounces a year. That mine is 40 kilometers from our closest property of called Greywacke, which has 155,000 ounces that we have drilled off on that property alone, aside from the other numerous properties we have.
Say that one more time. You say you found 150,000 ounces there?
155,000 ounces we have reported on our last mineral resource calculation under the 43-101 resource compliant report.
What was the original strategy when you bought this over, took this over for the company?
Well, the original strategy was there was many mines that had been put into production in Saskatchewan and or discovered, I shouldn't say many, several, in the L'Orange Greenstone Belt area. And they were all along the highway that was put in to develop the uranium mines in northern Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan is blessed with the richest province in the world in many areas. We have the largest uranium mines, we have the largest potash mines, oil and gas that rivals Alberta. Anyway, there had been many deposits discovered in about a 100-kilometer stretch along that highway. And it was our original strategy to consolidate some of those that had actually resources in them. And there's about 3 million ounces in the several properties along that belt. So our strategy was to start consolidating those. And I joined the company in January of 21. And my background is more in the corporate finance M&A, but I have run previous mining companies in the past. So Ron had asked me to come in and help them consolidate that because it's in my backyard. It's a 5-hour drive north of Saskatoon, where I live. And I have a lot of network and connections with our First Nations people here in Saskatchewan. And so I started doing the acquiring. And subsequent to when I joined in January 21, the company had about 400,000 ounces. Today or shortly by the end of March, we hope to be able to say that we will have at least 1.3 million, perhaps 1.4 million when our new resource calculations are completed. And we're in the middle of completing a PEA, or a scoping study, as some people call it, on our properties. But the consolidation, a lot of those properties that were in that belt, one mine in particular that Cameco had under production in the 90s, they shut it down in 97, mainly because of price. We now own that, and that is the Contact Lake mine, and that's beside our key property called the North Lake, which has an open pit potential of a low-grade operation with slightly below 1 gram per ton. And we built the hub and spoke model around that North Lake model, knowing a lot of the other deposits within 10, 15 kilometer radius of that. And that's the model that we've been working on over the past, 12 years. Two in particular, we acquired the Contact Lake mine, which at the moment does not have a resource on it, but when Cameco put it into production, they started with 500,000 resource ounces. They mined out 188,000, and we're just consolidating all that information so that we can report what there is actually there. And it was a much higher grade. It was in the 7 gram vicinity per ton, and that will commingle really well with North Lake. We subsequently acquired Comstock properties called the Preview Southwest properties, and that was 2 kilometers away from the Contact Lake property mine. And all of those properties now combined, Contact Lake has reported a 420,000 ounces when we bought it, and we paid $3 million for 420,000 ounces. And we have subsequently done a little more drilling, and we have a new resource calculation coming out on that within the next few weeks. And that we expect to increase to well over 500,000 ounces on that deposit alone. And when Contact Lake, when we have all our information done on that, and that'll be within the next month, we hope to be able to say that we've got at least 100,000 ounces there, we knowing that there's substantially more than that. And it is a full-blown mine. All we have to do is open up the decline, dewater it, and we can be mining again. So what we bought there cost us $165,000 from the Saskatchewan government. And so we've been buying ounces in the ground for well below $6 instead of the cost of drilling and exploring. But the big exciting part about the whole belt there is that none of these properties have been drilled below 300 meters. And I previously mentioned the SSR, CB Santoy. They're down about a mile now. And okay. That's, like I said, 40, 60 kilometers away.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, you got 5 deposit sites. You said you've done a 43-101. You got hundreds of thousands of ounces in the ground right now. Are you going to farm that out? Are you going to sell off the project? And currently, is there any of these revenues falling on your balance sheet?
There's no revenues at the moment. It's still in the planning stages. And so over the next 6 to 12 months, you're going to see math based off of what the scoping study PEA report's going to tell us what our direction should be. But it's going to give us the economics of what a mine would look like. Do we have enough ounces to start the formal planning towards that? We believe we do. We have another property that's 40 kilometers away called the Greywacke, which we could put into production in a small scale because of the excellent metallurgy we have on that and create some cash flow. There's a couple other properties in the area. One that is still a target for an acquisition, and that's a former producing mine that is on care and maintenance right now that does have a mill. It's not one that facilitate anything with our hub and spoke model, but it would establish the ownership of the complete belt, and we know that that's going to be an exceptionally good long-term gold play, probably one of the best in Canada as that further develops.
Jim, I'm not a rocket scientist, but I'm looking at your market cap, 5.6 million, your stock at a little over 2.5 cents. Sounds like it's grossly undervalued compared to all the assets that you have underneath the ground. What do you expect to happen over the next 6 to 12 months?
Well, you're absolutely right, Eric. We've been beat up badly, as most 90% of juniors have over the last 6 to 12 months, and from the markets. So once we complete the scoping study, we do have an analyst, Coolier Capital, has recommended our stock to 16 cents at a good buy right now. And we've also had valuations, current valuations done, valuing our real asset value in our company in $20 to $25 an ounce in the ground. And that puts us in a market cap somewhere in the 30 million range if, in fact, we get our true value recognized for what we have. So we're going to be doing some serious planning, and we're going to be looking for perhaps a partner to help us take it to the next level, as there will be a reasonable amount of capital required to do that, but not a huge amount in terms of developing a mine that could produce well over 100,000 ounces a year.
My guest today has been Jim Ingdahl. He is the CEO of Mass Gold Corporation. Take a look at him. If you want to know more about him, go to their website, MASGOLDCORP.com. You can also find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol MSGCF. If you're up there in Canada, they're on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol MAS. We've got about 20 seconds left. Jim, I'm going to give you the last word. What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Well, first off is the huge opportunity that's there, that we're way undervalued, and we're very open. I'm an open book sort of CEO, love to talk to our investors or potential investors and shareholders. My personal cell phone number is on the website, and I love talking with people and explaining in more detail what our plans are. 10 minutes is a tight schedule, but I think I've got the picture out that we're in a very beautiful province and one of the best jurisdictions in the world for mining.
Jim, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you become a regular, come on every 60 days and give us an update.
I hope to be there too, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.